Hello from Singapore. I'd like to thank you for taking part in the iFaith series, and I truly hope you've enjoyed and grown spiritually from the 120 lessons. Faith comes from hearing the word, Romans 10. And with that in mind, the purpose of this series has been to build faith and to do it from every book of the Bible, which we did, so we can see how the pieces fit together. We can also see how both testaments point to Jesus Christ. And hope that as you've gone through these lessons, you have become more Christ-aware and Christ-centered. We alternated at the beginning between New Testament and Old Testament units until we ran out of New Testament, because the Old Testament is most of the Bible after all. We began with the first gospel, which is probably Mark, and the early Christians and the early letters, and tried to follow a more or less logical plan. Again, thank you for being part of this from the beginning all the way to Malachi, the busy city-state of Singapore, one of my favorite cities. What to do now? Well, one thing you can do is listen again. The lessons are short. It's only 30 hours. Listen again to the series, and this can serve to cement the knowledge in our mind. Second, we can use this as a training resource. That is, for those who are new to Scripture, or maybe they're new leaders of small groups or group Bible discussions, going through the series can help them, I believe, to have the big picture of what God's Word is. A third thing, these can be used for Sunday sermons. In fact, this was the original purpose, for use in countries where religious freedom is severely restricted. And what is done is that the message is played, and then there's discussion, because it doesn't take very long to watch a 15-minute video, and then we can move on from there. So that was the original idea. And I certainly want to say, by the way, thanks to you know who you are, who suggested this in the very beginning. And you said, could we do this? It would be very useful in our underground churches. And I think it's been a good project, even though it's taken a few years. Of course, the Bible is the key to building our faith. It's not iFaith or any other series, and there's other good resource out there. For example, the Bible Project can really help. You might want to check that out. But God's Word is central, and that is paramount. And thus, for the rest of our lives, let us stay rooted in the Word. That is, the Scripture should be our main focus, not some other book or program or website or internet location. Let's stay rooted in the Word, never complacent, and always growing. That's my plan from now until the day I die, and I pray that'll be yours as well. Thank you so much for being part of iFaith, and much love from Singapore.